Evening shades began to fall. The hot day cooled with the breeze from the incoming tide. Still trapped against the rocks, the hares crouched and waited. The arrows and sling stones had slowed somewhat, though now the horde in the trench were sniping, taking more careful aim. It was a frustrating and dangerous time. Rockleg poked his head over the sandy barricade and took a quick peek seaward.
Oh, dash it all!
He groaned.
That lot down by the water are starting to sneak up here. Stand by, chaps. I think we're about to be ambushed shortly. It'll soon be dark. That's when they'll come.
He licked the wound on his shoulder and poured dry sand on to seal it. Sabretash's ears shot up.
What in the fur was that?
Sunflash struggled upward and grabbed his mace.
It's the Gowsome Shrews. They've arrived by sea.
Gowsome! 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 Logalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalogalog
Up here, chaps! Up here!
Sabretash turned toward the mountain.
Hurrah!
He cheered.
Look, there's a gang of otters and squirrels battering the living daylights out of the vermin.
A great roar went up from the warriors at the mountain front.
Hey-ya! Hoy-ya! Fairjack Greenstone! Whoop! Whoop! Whoop!
The otters and squirrels had come around the mountain from both sides, hurling themselves on both flanks of swart horde beasts with clubs and spears. Gowsum shrews charged up from the tide line, cutting a swathe through the vermin pack with flashing rapiers. With the blood of his ancestors rising in his veins, Sunflash came bullying out at the head of the hares. Joined by the shrews, they went crashing heedlessly over the heads of the trench archers, scattering vermin left and right. Swart took flight once again, and the demoralized horde beasts broke and fled, rushing straight to the safety of the rocks or the tide shallows. The rough timber gates swung open. Sunflash stood by them, brandishing his mace, until every beast was inside and safe. Sentries were posted at every lookout post to watch the horde, while the rest crowded into the banqueting hall. Food was rushed into the returning warriors and their allies, the best that Salamandastan could serve. Mounds of pasties and great barrels of mountain ale, thick seasoned stews, crusty hot bread, and new cider were carried to the tables. Full justice was done to the victuals that night. Sunflash sat with Colonel Sandgall, Logalog, the two otters Falrig and Ruddle, Sabretash, and the other captains. Sangall wagged a reproving paw at the Badger Lord.
Ahem, sire! You'll kindly let us know before you go charging off again to take on a whole filthy horde single-pawed.
Sunflash shook his head as if disapproving of himself.
I'm sorry, Colonel, but I'm not myself sometimes.